Ain't gonna do it?
No.
Please. Everybody wants it.
Nobody wants it.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody wants it, Ben.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
Unfortunately, no intro song today. We're not in the mood, so...
I can't use it every week.
Okay. We didn't do it last week.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week there'll be an intro song.
That's it. We have to keep everyone guessing, otherwise, you know.
Loses the punch.
Exactly. The spice.
Speaking of spice and punch, that takes us to today's topic, which is going to be how to manage and calibrate your training when you're sick. And the reason why we're laughing is because I was very spicy last week. Like,
yeah.
It was not good.
No. And when you mean spicy, we're talking about from down below.
From down below. It was, to be honest with you, it was from down below. From down below and from the top above as well. Simultaneously at a certain point.
Mm.
It was not a very good time. So, yeah, I had a... usually I'm pretty good with calibrating my training and, like, managing my stress level so that things don't usually get worse for me. Usually what tends to happen is if I recognize that, okay, now I'm getting to the point where if I now do another training session, like, if I really push myself now, I'm going to be off. Like, I'm going to be absolutely cooked.
Yeah.
And usually I'm pretty good at, like, stopping it,
mm-hmm.
and then just letting the thing run its course and then bounce back pretty quickly, get back to normal life. What happened last week though was pretty interesting. So what happened was on Tuesday, I was feeling pretty cooked, like quite crook. I couldn't train. I had like a bit of fever. I'd had like a weird stomach. Like I wasn't feeling too good. I was like, we have a video shoot tomorrow morning and this guy has rented this $70,000 camera that he wants to shoot video from. And he asked specifically of us, can we do some exercises while he comes to the gym and shoots at us? And, you know, I was like, fuck, like, we gotta make it.
Yes.
We can't skip this. Exactly. We can't skip this thing, like opportunity for us, but really a favor for him.
Yes.
Didn't want to miss that, so took it pretty easy on Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday yes. morning, wake up feeling fantastic.
It's a miracle.
It was an absolute miracle. We went to the video shoot. We basically did continuous exercises
like
for more. It was like more like 90 minutes.
Yeah, true.
By the end, I was sweating.
We were drenched.
You were sweating.
I never sweat, and I was like,
yeah,
could get some water out of that thing.
Felt pretty good, and then come afternoon, I was like, okay, it's time to go for a run, and I'll just see how I go, and I ran 10K, and I felt really, really good. Then, at night, you know, if you know me, you know that I'm a very, very good friend of sauna, and what happened in the sauna was just, sauna has never done that to me. I went to the sauna, and when I came out of the sauna, you could see instantly, like, something was wrong.
Yeah, you just went and white.
I just went white and I just clearly pushed myself over the edge. And then what ensued the following night, it was just, yeah, I don't think we need to go there, but let's just say that I didn't, at a certain point, I wasn't sure which way I should be facing and aiming the toilet bowl. things weren't good. Anyways.
It was a sad moment.
Anyways, then I took 2 days off and I bounced back from it really, really quickly. Yeah. Whereas funny thing is, kind of we're going to get to the point here, is that one of the other guys at the gym, who's clearly had exactly the same thing, he's had the same symptoms, the same fever, the same weird stomach, he still got it. A week later, he's still coughing and like looks like shit. But he didn't take any days off from training.
Or from work.
Or from work. What a stubborn idiot. Just kept on going, banging his head in the wall, and... you know, he's still suffering
complaining
the consequences
about why he's sick.
Exactly.
No sympathy.
So the what we can learn from our experience and then just overall what we know about exercise when you're sick, Like, I think this can go a couple ways. Like, number one is that you should not try to sweat it out. Like, if you can feel that you're getting a fever, if you have a very chesty cough, you want to, like, bring it down. Like, if you can feel you're getting a fever, shut it down completely. If you have a chesty cough, shut it down completely. If you have a bit of a head cold, that's usually just fine, but you want to be very aware of your heart rate. You don't want to push your heart rate too high, and you want to overall reduce the stress levels of the training day. So go a little bit lighter, do a little bit less work.
Mm.
And then just let the thing run its course. Maybe you will skip 1 or 2 days and then come back to the normal plan. Here's a big, big point. Don't try to overcorrect. Don't do it. Don't try to overcorrect by making up for lost training days. Like, oh, I'm going to do some extra work today because I missed a few days here. Don't do that. Not a good idea, because you might just push yourself back over the line and you'll regress. And then you end up like that idiot from work. Anyways, what you want to do instead when you're coming back, you just want to go back to the normal plan, or even just like ease into it. Like, use like 70% of the load and 70% of the workload, like how many sets you would have done on that day. And then hopefully you feel good tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow, maybe you can already return back to a little bit more normal training. Yeah, if in regards to nutrition, I think that's another one. Like, if people kind of miss, they get really sick and they kind of miss like a couple of days from dieting, maybe they have no appetite or something, or if they medicate themselves with like some
extra food,
extra food, which is absolutely sometimes a good idea.
Yeah,
don't try to overcorrect that either and then starve yourself for the next week. Like, when you do these big overcorrections, that is when you might start like influencing the average over time. Average over time, what matters when it comes to training and when it comes to nutrition. 1 or 2 days off and skipped here and there because you were sick, that's not a big deal. But if you overcorrect and you completely radicalize your approach to try to make up for lost time, now you're going to influence the average over time and you're going to influence your results.
Yeah, good advice. Just get back on the train, get back on the rail, and then just keep plodding along, I think.
Yeah,
don't get in your own way.
Exactly. So that's one way that the things can go. But then another way that things can go, you know, hopefully I don't have to mention this to Leaner Stronger podcast listeners there. You guys are into your health and wellness, and you, if you can, you want to push yourself. But some people will take like even a little bit of a, you know, little bit of a not feeling quite optimal. It's like license to, oh, you know what? I'm just going to come back next week. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to take the next 2 weeks off and I'll see how I feel next month. And that, yeah, you've experienced that with clients in the past?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's like when you were already had that person who was kind of like hadn't yet really made those big, like, exercising and training consistently hadn't really become a part of the value system and your identity yet.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's kind of, they're just looking for any excuse to give them that go free card.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Any small thing. Oh, yep. Okay. I've got to listen to my body now. It's like, well, yes, but within reason. And, you know, that's why it's really important to have some accountability, some support, somebody to be like, hey, yeah, look, we understand that, yes, your body's kind of, you know, been under a little bit of stress, whatever. You're starting to heal and recover. But at the same time, I don't think it's a great place to kind of, you know, go backwards and forget about all the good work that you've put in so far to get to this place just because of, like, you know, a little bit of sickness, fever. You know, it's probably actually going to do much better for you in the long run to just get back into your training, move your body, get the blood flow going, get back into your nutrition, hydration, sleep, da 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 da. so that your immune system can actually recover and then be better and stronger for the next time around.
Exactly.
Especially as we go into winter.
100%. Like, if you find that it always takes you weeks or 2 weeks to get over these little bugs, like, that's not normal. Like, it's more normal to kind of get sick, but then it's like 1 or 2 days, you're completely fucked, and your body is really, like, your immune system mobilizes itself in a way that shuts you down very effectively, but it also shuts down the invader very effectively, and then you can bounce back a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. But if you always find that you're kind of in this halfway zone for like weeks, and yeah, that's just a sign that your immune system isn't dealing with things very effectively. And one of the best ways to make your immune system more effective and more resilient is through physical exercise and improving your cardiorespiratory fitness. Improve the fitness of your lungs, your heart, your capillaries, your mitochondria, every single piece that fits into that puzzle that provides you energy, not only when you exercise, but at every point in your life.
Mm, so true. Like, one of the girls that I work with, she started working with me back in September. And for as long as I can remember, from September till December, I think she was getting sick. It almost felt like every 3 weeks or so. But then once she started to get into her really consistent habit and schedule of training, and now she's really getting into running, which is amazing because obviously that's promoting a much, much better cardiovascular system. And she's really loving that. And this whole year, she hasn't had a little like sickness at all, because you can just feel that she's so much healthier, fitter. Yeah, way more energy. That's been one of the biggest things she's always said. Just like 6 a.m., bang, she's awake, she's ready to go. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So effective.
That's awesome. And the final thing to keep in mind is that it always takes way less work to maintain what you've got than it took to get where you are. So even if you are going through a period where you're kind of in that halfway, like, this thing is lingering, I'm still not able to train 100%. But I don't know if I should go, but I still feel like I could go, then it's probably a good idea to go. But just do, like, you don't need to, like I said, ease back into it. And just know that even the work that you're doing while you're kind of easing back into it, it's probably enough to maintain what you've got. Mm. At least you're not going backwards, because that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's the main thing. From a habitual perspective, more so than anything.
Yeah, long-term success. That's absolutely all. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Very good. If you would like our help to help you maximize your long-term chances of success with your health and body composition, you should reach out to us. The best way to do that is through Instagram at Coach Puter or at Coach Teresa West. If you have any questions, send us a message through the same medium or via email on hello@coachputer.com. If you found this episode useful and you think that someone else would also find it useful, would you please do them a favor and share this episode with at least one other person? Thank you so much for listening and watching, and we'll see you in the next episode. This is Coach Puter.
Coach Teresa.
Yes, got it on camera.